Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So many times entrepreneurs, creatives, they wait to be inspired. They kind of wait for the muse. And if you're not familiar with that, Google it. But you know what I'm talking about. They're waiting for the muse. They're waiting for inspiration to come, snap them into awareness or crack them over the head. You know what? I schedule my inspiration. And that probably sounds weird, but I literally schedule my inspiration. I do that a number of ways. Here's some quick tips. For example, I have a daily show, which I'm doing now. So what I have is I have notes within my phone. And when I hear a good quote, when I see a good clip, when I think of a good story, I literally jot it down. I speak the note so that I don't even have to write it down. I just say, hey, schedule inspiration like I did just now. And what happens then when I have time to record a video, I go to the notes section and then I remember the topic and I can just quickly do a video and I don't have to sit there and say, oh, you know, the Daily Show video is due. What should I talk about today? I schedule my inspiration. I do this other ways as well, literally on the calendar. Just like you would schedule an oil change, just like you would schedule a doctor's appointment, you should schedule time in your day, inspiration time. And if you can't do it daily, do it weekly. But we schedule so many other things, meal times, exercise times, even TV times. Do you schedule inspiration times? Many, many inspirational heroes that we all look up to, they literally did think, what did they do? Look outside the window time. I believe it was Bill Gates who literally scheduled look outside the window time, and Warren Buffett reading books time. These are all things that feed the inspiration. Also, what are you feeding your brain? If you're feeding your brain talk radio and sports radio, listen to me, that just sucks my inspiration. It's noise, it's space, it's creating, I would call it inspiration pitfalls. It's literally leaking inspiration. It's not fortifying inspiration. So other ways that I stay inspired, I usually get massively inspired right after a workout because I have those neurochemicals going through my brain and tending to be more creative. So these are little tips, little tricks. Also, watch what you're eating. They don't call it carb crashes, sugar rushes, and caffeine fixes for nothing. All those chemicals that we're putting inside of our bodies all the time spike our blood sugar levels and these types of things. So as a result, it can also pull from our inspiration. If you want to be an inspired person, you need to schedule it. You need to own it because it's not just going to happen by accident. Last thing I'll say, keep a journal by your bed. Seriously, keep a paper journal by your bed, not your phone, but I'm talking about a pen and a paper because you never know when you will get up in the morning, middle of the morning, early night, whatever time you wake up, and suddenly you'll have some thoughts that you can capture. Again, schedule those. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.